Hello, footies, and welcome to FUT in Review, the daily FIFA podcast bringing you player reviews and content discussions. Today is July 15, and we are recording episode 94. My name's John Alston, and it's FUT Coaching, and today he's back, the Norwegian mid. It's Yngve.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
Quite okay, I guess. Considering.
Well, you're fit enough to record a podcast again, so
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, that's good. It's getting better slowly, but yeah. So I had a lockup last night, so everything just said no, and I couldn't move. So yeah, got a little bit detained.
Yeah, but, those situations are horrible though. But it's good to have you back home, and I hope it gets better really soon, because it's pretty annoying. Not only annoying missing out of the show, of course, but for your own health. It's pretty frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh well. At least they waited till they brought some new SBCs until you're back.
Yeah. That's good. Always good with new SBCs.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to take us through the content? We also have a couple of questions sent in, by the way. So don't forget about us.
Yes. We can do the SBCs first. We got a comeback of the headliners challenge. It costs around 6k to do. You get one mega pack and two rare gold players pack, so standard packs from these. The headliners challenge, maximum 7 clubs, maximum 10 from the same league, and maximum 2 from the same club, minimum 3 rare players, squad rating of minimum 75, and team chemistry of minimum 85. So that's easy to do, and well, I've seen decent pulls from the mega packs earlier in the week, so maybe get something nice with this one as well.
Yeah, it's easy, it's just one league, three minimal rares, and just get one of another league and you're done. Should be able to do this fairly easily.
Yeah.
And else it's really easy to buy them as well. So.
Yeah, it's cheap, so it's worth a try anyways. You might even pack a Hunter or a Shadow card, so then he'll...
Yeah, you might. I don't. I did about 105k packs, like Andrew said last week. Well, you can pack Shadows and Hunters. I packed one Hunter from 100 packs, so...
Not too bad. Yeah, that's not the best. No. We got a Bundesliga team of the season so far guaranteed. Costs around 9,500k to do. To do this, you need a squad rating of minimum 84, team chemistry minimum 60, of course 11 players, so this is easy to do. And 60 chemistry is nice as well. So if you need a Bundesliga player, then of course this one is worth doing. I'm not using that many Bundesliga players. I have Gnabry, and I don't want to pack him again, so I might skip this one unless I get a lot of duplicates from the rewards or something tomorrow.
Yeah, my problem is I don't have any Bundesliga links or something, so it would be really hard to force in. I think 100k is a bit much, although the 84 rating is of course really good. It's just the fodder is so high, if you want need to buy it, it's getting expensive real quick.
Yeah.
But there are some sick cards though in that league, so
Of course. But yeah, it all depends on I have zero in my team. I have of course the Summer Heat and Baba unlocked, and I unlocked the Roussillon, the left back Summer Heat, and I unlocked the Koeman's Summer Heat as well, and I have the Gnabry, and I have Storyline Guts as well, so I have some players, so but still I don't think I would pack any players that would change my team to start using more Bundesliga players.
Nah, exactly. I got the same problem. I think I'll skip this one and maybe just wait for the Ligue 1. Guess that's the most sensible one.
Yeah, there's maybe more desirable players as well. I can't wait to pack Mandanda again, so
or Yedder.
Mandanda can link with the Kimpembe and Longley, so it might be usable actually.
Yeah.
So you never know.
You never know, right? Three times a turn.
Yeah. That is. If you don't gamble, you don't win, so.
But the SBC on its own, it's nice, right? 84 rated.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's not expensive.
If you pack something better than one actually usable, like not Hakimi or not Müller, let us know. Tweet at us at Food and Review. Really curious. Well, we had a tweet yesterday from Simon who said who packed the 99 Messi from the La Liga one. So it is possible to get something nice.
Yeah, that's a great pull. That's I wouldn't mind packing that. God, I think I would squeeze him in. I should find a way.
He's fine on 7, Cameron.
Yeah, at worst. We got another dynamic duo. PC double. The Torino players, Simone Verdi and Andrea Belotti. Both have 5-star weak foot, which is nice. Verdi has 4-star skill moves and Belotti has 3-star skill moves. I was hoping that Belotti would get 4-star skill moves, but he didn't, unfortunately. So both are around 215k to do. 20, around, plus minus. The Verdi one, we can start with first. He also got a position change to Cam, which is very nice.
They're both, definitely.
Yeah, so he was left midfielder on his other card, so this is a nice position change for him. There's two SBCs. First one is called Strong Links. Costs around 55k to do. You get a premium mixed player pack. You need minimum one player from Italy. Squad rating of minimum 82 and team chemistry of 60, so that's nice and easy. The next one is called Serie A, costs around 170k to do. You get a premium goal players pack, minimum one player from Serie A, minimum 86 rated squad, and minimum 50 chemistry, so that's nice with 50 chemistry. So, and the card looks quite cool as well. High medium work rates, 5-star weak foot, left footed as well. He got a flare trait, chip shot trait as well.
Yeah, and give this guy a sniper and he's a perfect cam, right?
He's pretty maxed out with the cam, yeah. Gives him 99 positioning, 99 finishing, 99 shot power, 98 long shots, 99 volleys, 99 penalties, 93 vision, 95 crossing, 97 free kick accuracy, 91 short passing, 97 curve, 95 stamina, 99 agility, 99 balance, 95 reactions, 99 ball control, 99 dribbling, and 95 composure. So, yeah, quite awesome, I would say. If you want to play him wide, you can just throw Engine or Maestro on him. Engine would probably be better if you go him wide. He can get 99 crossing and it's a very good card though.
Max out space, so very versatile player, really cool, I think, for me.
Yeah, so that's and links to Ronaldo, he links to Ribery,
links to Belotti.
So Ibrahimovic, and looks like a very fun card.
What do you think about Belotti then, his teammate? What do you think about Belotti then?
Okay, do the SBC first and I can give you my opinion. The Andrea Belotti, it costs around the same, around 215k to do. And there's also two sections for that SBC. First one is called Strong Links. Costs around 70-75k to do. You get a Jumbo Premium Gold Pack. You need minimum one player from Italy, squad rating of minimum 83 and team chemistry of minimum 50. The next one is called Serie A, costs around 140k to do. You get a prime mixed players pack, You need one player from Serie A, minimum 85 rated squad, and minimum 50 chemistry. So quite doable to do as well. The card looks very good. The only thing I wish he had was 4-star skill moves. Of course, the high work rates could be a bit of a problem if he's a lone striker. He might drop a bit low. But if he's playing with the striker next to him, yeah, that would be nice because he could do the link-up play because he has 90 short passing. But as a striker, he's got 99 positioning, 99 finishing, 95 shot power, 96 volleys, 95 agility, 91 balance, 92 reactions, 91 ball control, 95 dribbling, 91 composure, 92 stamina, 95 jumping, 98 heading accuracy, 94 strength, and 95 aggression. And this is without any boost. So only long shot is 78, though. But if he's a striker in the box, then that should be fine.
Yeah, so it's a good card. I'm really in doubt, partly because of his work rates and that 3-star skill move. And if I then look at the pricing, I think no matter the position, if he's playing cam or a central or striker, I think the other one is 30 is just better overall.
Yeah.
And it's cool that you can link him up. But this card is just, at this point you can be critical at cards, right? I think. And I think this one is, the 3-star skills and the work rate is just a bit of a letdown for me.
They should have made him 4-star skill moves and high medium work rates. That would have made him.
Yeah, then you have quite, two perfect cards, right?
Yeah. That would be an awesome card.
But basically because they're on the same position, or they can play the same position, it's easy to compare them, like they did with Wijnaldum and Fabinho. You know, one of them you play defensive and one of them you play attacking. Yeah. And this one, these two you can actually play on the same position. You can see them as competition. And then I think neither one of these, if you're running a Serie A squad, is going to get Ibra out of the squad. And then I think the 30 one goes above Belotti. But if you're a Torino fan, it's of course very nice.
Yeah, it's a great card though. It's just as a striker, if you can get him to stay close to the box, then of course he's a very good card. You can use him as a target man, even though he's not that tall, but he's strong and good ball control and dribbling and agility and balance and reactions and everything. So,
but
he's gonna score lots of goals. I'm pretty sure he's gonna bang in a few if I face him.
Definitely.
I would go for the Verdi one.
Because
he can play behind Zlatan or Cristiano Ronaldo as well.
Yeah, or out wide. He's just a bit more versatile.
Yeah, and he's got the 5-star weak foot and the 4-star skill moves. So he's of course a little bit weaker that Verdi card, but other than that, he's. Looks great to me, at least.
Why Torino though? I don't get that, to be quite honest.
Well, good question. I don't think they have that many special cards, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, neither does Atalanta, and they have a rocking season.
True, and that would be cool if Atalanta got a few as well, though. But I like the Verdi card because I looked at considered doing the league SBC to get his left midfielder card, but then I was like, no, that's going to take me ages and I don't have the patience for that. But the card looked great and now it looks even better, but now it's a cam card. And of course, you can position swap him with Ribéry and put Ribéry just behind Zlatan or Ronaldo and then just use Verdi wide. That would be awesome as well. So that gives a few nice options, at least for me.
Yeah, he could fit my squad, but not that easily. But if anything, I would definitely go for Verdi. I think we both agree on that, right?
Yeah. I'll see what I can squeeze out. It depends on what happens tomorrow and in the weekend. I'm not going to do it straight away unless I get a duplicate or something that's quite high rated, because there's 6 days to go, so it would be nice to see what else drops in the weekend before before doing him. I've used a lot of fodder. I don't have many. I don't think I have an 83 card or 84 card left in my club. I used everything, and then almost all below as well, so I have quite a lot from 85 and upwards. Special cards, but not much below that. So I need to see what I can get from the rewards tomorrow and see where I'm at. I don't want to just throw in the high-rated ones to do the SPC. I want to like be a little bit more careful with what I do.
No, I agree. Problem is, if you buy them, you'll be just as expensive off. So it doesn't really.
Yeah, that's why I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna pack lots of high-rated cards tomorrow. From the rewards.
So you got 390 rated cards anyway, so one of them should help with this if you want.
So there's interesting stuff anyways.
Definitely. What I do find interesting, I was just thinking about, is just a little shout out to the Foot Fanatic podcast, because their host Ben, until last week, ran a Serie A squad. He quit that squad and got some Brazilians going. Of course, we got a good Danilo card right back, which is also Brazilian, but also Serie A. Now we got two more Serie A players, and that's after getting Zlatan as well. I think he should have stayed at Serie A, Ben. He could have made a rocking squad of this.
Yeah, and there might be another Serie A tomorrow as well, if Rebic wins as well. So.
Oh, yeah, totally forgot about Rebic. And you got Rebic, Zlatan. You got a good left back in Sandor and Hernandez, and it's got a pretty decent Serie A team nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely.
Matuidi you can get for free, which you've tried, I think.
Yeah, I liked him.
So lots of options there. Talk about options, Inkwi, we got two listeners' questions, I should say.
Yep.
The first one. I certainly have an opinion about that, but I think you do as well. The first one is from @TalkingFoot or John. And John asks, I have 95 Mertens, 95 Vinicius, 95 Zlatan, 94 Ribery, 94 Bernardo Silva, 94 Dybala, 94 Perisic, and 94 Kubo, along with 96 Immobile and 96 Headliner Lewandowski. I play 4-2-3-1, and what's going to be my front four? That he sent in 10 hours ago. And then 1 hour ago, he sent in, where do the two new SBCs, Belotti and Verdi, fit into this?
For me, I would, of course, use Zlatan as the striker. I would use Ribery, Vinicius, and I think I would use Verdi. In the last spot, actually. If we hadn't got Verdi today, I think I would have gone with Dybala, but the Verdi car as well has five-star weak foot, and we have Ribery with the five-star weak foot, and four-star on the other ones. It's nice. Lots of options.
Yeah.
Different types of players as well, which some, you have the slot on the big one, and the rest can run circles around most defenders, I think.
Yeah, and I'm almost the same opinion as you. But instead of running Vinicius, which is an awesome card, by the way, I've tried it today, 95 rated now. He's brilliant. But I think if you can't manage to keep him in, I don't know the rest of the squad, of course. So I'm just going to assume they all have to fit chemistry-wise. Yeah. And then I would say play Ribery on 7 chem. Play Zlatan on top of striker. Use the Mertens card, actually. The 95 Mertens card is a really fun card to use. And Verdi on the other side. So Verdi and Mertens out wide. Ribery, I would use central attacking midfielder. Zlatan on top.
Yeah, but there's some nice options.
Yeah, it's definitely the good options to have. But I think that's... I think there's pretty good options. We also have another question, and that came from, and now this is the moment you should actually buy us some time, But I already have it. It's from Leopold Smith, listener of the first hour, I think. He's been active a lot in the community. Goes for John as well, by the way. And Leopold Smith asks us, I've got a tinfoil hat question for you. I'm having a problem with the Gemstyle Marksman. Anyone I put it on just doesn't perform like they should perform. It even feels like the player are having the speed getting throttled up and down when being held flat out. These players, Summer, Heat, Kubo, Dembele, Vinicius, Bernardo Silva. Have you guys ever had anything like this before? Thanks. Ingvi, have you ever experienced a Gemstyle not performing like you expected it to be?
No, I actually have a very good example with the Marksman, because I have the birthday Saint Maximin, and he has the Marksman, and he's absolutely insane with that Gemstyle. He makes insane runs, he's so quick, he is awesome at finishing because he makes crazy runs inside the box as well. He tracks back, wins the ball, he's strong. He can hold up the ball. Well, of course, the skills are great. So I have noticed on the Saint Maximin card with the Marksman. So I can't say I've experienced it. And I also have Marksman on Summer Heat Diaby, the 95 rated left wing, and he's also insane for me, both wide and as center forward. I am even striker. I've used him as a striker as well, and he was absolutely insane when I unlocked Koeman and the Roussillon card from the Bundesliga. I just used the Bundesliga team with Diaby. He scored like crazy. So, I can't say I've noticed it. I never had any problems with it before. But if you feel that it doesn't work for you, then just try a different chem style. And of course, if it the card performs great, and then of course problem solved. Just stay away from those.
Yeah, I think when you start applying chem styles, just first look at which effect you want to create, which stats you want to boost. In my case, I usually try to max out, if for example attackers, there are certain stats which I just want to get as high as possible, for example finishing, and that case gets priority above everything else for me. But the only thing I do with these guys is just finish, so I couldn't care less about many other topics. But if you max, like the Kubo card Leopold mentioned, it's already on so many stats so high that there's not one single chemistry style that actually is the chemistry style for this card, no matter the position. Because he's already has the 99 finishing, for example, his base card. And the 99 acceleration, right? And the 92 sprint speed. So you can boost something. I don't think the chem style makes a difference on cards like that. Or not too much. I think it basically would work just as fine on them. But I have to agree. I don't think I have chem styles that don't perform for me. I do think that sometimes switching it around makes a player feel different. As I know from example, I used, I think, a finisher on Cristiano Ronaldo at the start of the season. I think you advised me to get an engine going on him, and he felt like a totally new player for me. And then he started working really well. So sometimes you just got to switch it around.
You can use the Maestro on Kubo as well, or even, I think, even Basic is fine. But the reactions is a little bit low on Basic, but on Maestro it boosts the same as with Marksman. There's no need to boost any of the pace stats on that Kubo card anyway, so
The same for me. I would definitely go with Maestro or just Basics.
I think I have Maestro on my Kubo, so, and it works really well, so I would try that.
I'm using him as Basic, but he's a sub for me, so that's maybe a bit different.
Yeah, then there's no that's a different story though.
Then the margin is that close, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So hopefully that answers your question. If you're listening to the show and you've got any other questions, just send them in, tweet at us at Foot and Review, or just DM us. Our DMs are open, and we'll get those handled on the show. Ingvi, do you have any closing thoughts?
No, I'm just looking forward to see what I think we get a new season tomorrow with objectives.
Friday, I think, usually.
Yeah, sorry, tomorrow is Thursday. Oh, getting old. Yeah, tomorrow. I'm looking forward to see who wins the vote. I hope it's Rebic because I used his non-inform card in the beginning and it was insanely good at that moment. So juiced up Rebic card would be really fun to try, I think.
Yeah, it's the only vote. It's the only one should win.
We'll see. I think that Saka card from Arsenal is popular as well, so
Yeah, he might win because he's in Premier League, but
yeah. And I wish everyone good luck with the rewards. I hope you get something awesome.
definitely. Well, Ingvi, good luck yourself with the rewards. I won't get any since I didn't play Weekend League. But for now, I'm just gonna drop it.
Drop it.